Shelton, FM Talk 106.5, 835 on Mobile Mornings. We did about everything you can get to this morning, content-wise, it seems. But I think I'm happiest right now because we all have in our day scream for ice cream, as the old saying goes.
Ice cream? No, you scream. And we all scream. Yeah.
And I've screamed as loud as anybody. But Cammy from Old Dutch Ice Cream is with us right now. And it is always good to see you.
Well, thank you.
It's really good to see this.
Yes, I know.
So,
I know.
Cammy has brought us a bunch of samplers of ice cream. Congratulations on the years of success, what you guys have done.
Well, thank you.
And I think
thank
it was so much. 2013. Is that when you began to make all the ice cream on site?
Somewhere 2011, something like that. Yeah, okay. I don't even know. Everything's just rolled I don't know. I get it.
But it's an institution, right?
It is. And we were just talking about Panini Pete and some of the great, not just, you know, his businesses are going well, of course, but the charity work he does around. Mm-hmm. And you yourself, the ice cream shop, a cultural institution down here, and you do so much for the community as well. And we do want to get into these new flavors. You've got some good Halloween stuff going on, some mm-hmm. fall flavors. Yesterday, helping out a little bit with the Penelope House, I understand, doing a bit of a benefit.
How did you do that?
You just come to the ice cream. All you got to do is buy ice cream, and then I give 10% of sales to Penelope House, and then I personally match that myself.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one. I try. My motto is, if you expect the community to support you, you have to support the community.
Yeah, well,
and that's just the way it is.
You've always done it. When you think about it, you didn't have to, or you don't have to, because your business, people wouldn't ever have to know what you do for the community, because the business is a success because of the ice cream and because of the service alone. So the fact that you go above and beyond and feel that that's part of your duty as a citizen and of this community, mm-hmm. it's really cool. And I've seen you, you know, time and time here and there, see you out and run into you, and I'm never really surprised, because that's what you do. So
yes, well, you're supposed to.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
are supposed to.
I agree.
You're supposed to give back.
Yep.
Well, let's get into some of this ice cream. And you know, I like ice cream. I used to think I really liked ice cream until I started taking and going to children's parties that are at Cammy's Old Dutch. Mm-hmm. One of the more recent ice cream parties we went to was out at your Halls Mill location, Mill Road.
Oh, wow, that was a big one. Is that the big one?
Well, it was big in my mind. I don't know if it's the one you're thinking of. There was several kids who got the Cookie Monster, and then after eating the ice cream, looked like the Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah.
It was all over their face. Yeah. That's almost, I mean, you talk about unruly customers that businesses have. You have them, but they're like 3 and 4
yeah,
years
yeah.
old.
They rule the place. Yes. My business is for children.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you do a fantastic job in there, mm-hmm. kind of helping to run the show and keep things calm. But I know that these kids and adults are going crazy over this Monster Mash ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say the adults are outweighing the kids on this.
Really?
One. Yes, they love it. I was starting to get texts in September. When's Monster Mash coming out? I said October. But it's a fun one. It's real sweet.
Okay.
I'm a vanilla girl.
Yeah.
But it's purple ice cream with icing, green icing, Oreo cookies, mini marshmallows, and sprinkles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Mm,
that looks absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
What else do you have for us
All right,
here?
So I brought my pumpkin cream cheese ice cream.
Ooh.
And then
how long have you been making
pie.
Something with the pumpkin in it? That's
forever.
Really?
Forever.
Ah.
I was one of the first with the pumpkin. I'm going to say that. And everybody's going to say she's crazy. Mm-hmm. With the pumpkin milkshakes. And I use real pumpkin puree when I make my milkshakes and my ice cream. It's not a flavoring.
Is it real pumpkin? Is it a fall thing only?
After fall, when I do these special flavors, by the time it's over, I'm so done with it. Like, I'm already thinking about moon pies, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, because it's a lot. Because we unwrap the moon pies, we tear them apart, you know, so I'm sitting here going, that's next.
Yeah.
And then I've got candy corn. Now, this one, we actually melt the candy corn, and then we use that as the flavoring, and then we put pieces of the candy corn in there.
I'll be darned.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm worried that Sean Sullivan is listening to this and is going to break down the door
here. Well, you know, Sean always talks about how long a drive it is from from out in, his place, his farm out in West Mobile to here along Airport Boulevard, and suddenly he will show up in about... he's going to break the speed record this morning if he's listening right now.
These look great. So, yeah, I'm going to give them... I'm actually going to try all three of them here in a minute.
Yeah, you got to try that one.
You know, the pumpkin with the cream cheese one, too.
That one really is good. I like that one.
Can you believe I met someone who may be related to me the other day who does not like cream cheese? And I didn't know that was a... I'm like... There's someone out there that doesn't make any sense.
That's the Monster Mash. I told you.
Oh, my God.
Men love the Monster Mash.
That's good. It smokes.
Yeah. I think it got a good chunk of Oreo in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we don't hesitate on throwing stuff in there.
You don't hesitate on flavor.
The apple pie.
The apple pie. Let me give the apple pie a shot. And I'm obeying the taster rules. One spoon, no double apple dipping pie. Here. So the rest of the team.
No, that's the pumpkin cheesecake.
Okay.
Now that. So this is the pumpkin puree with the...
Nope. That's your cinnamon flavoring with the apples in there.
Now that is good. Some cinnamon apples with the vanilla ice cream. These are just incredible.
They really
are.
And
then you've got to try the candy. All right. You know, you either love candy corn or you hate candy corn.
I love candy corn. Unfortunately, I'm in the love candy corn.
Yeah, me too.
And the candy corn one, I don't want to rank them. Candy corn rocketed to the top right there.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's some really good stuff. And apparently I'm raising at least one little girl who can't stay out of the candy corn. We went to Valdosta a couple weeks ago, see my brother and his wife and their newborn baby, and they had, being past tense, a bowl of candy corn sitting right there in the middle of their dining room table. Mm-hmm. I think my 4-year-old ate all of the candy corn. At one point, she was hiding eating the candy corn after she was told to no longer eat anymore.
Yeah,
I'm going to be picking up some of that for her.
They hide away once they see the eyes on them are that they're involved in a crime. Like, and they start eating so much, and they're like, I don't think I'm supposed to be eating this much. Even at your place, what's so great about, I think it's a plus, walking into your store with a bunch of children already there. It's almost like... You give us the entertainment for free because when you walk in, kids are happy, they're cute, they're generally pretty well behaved. It's just always a great vibe, and even just not even when dropping by because I'm not there as much as when I was a parent of a smaller child.
Yes.
But just always seeing the foot traffic and the traffic of kids hopping out of cars, you know, right after school and everything. It's just such a Mobile tradition. Mm-hmm. And it's a very wholesome one, and it's one I'm sure you're very proud of.
I am. And one of my favorite things is a lot of kids call it the Yellow House. Mommy, I want to go to the Yellow House. And yellow is my favorite color, so that's why my buildings are yellow.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, we kind of touched on it a minute ago, how we're kind of in an on-demand world, and so many big corporations, right, that cut corners in order to put out as much product as they can. Now, you're putting out as much product as you can, but really putting the elbow grease into making these flavors a reality. Like you said, with the moon pies, what you go through to get those in there, or these fall flavors. I mean, it is, you guys put the work in to put these ice creams out there for the dipping table.
Oh, yeah, and we bake all the brownies that go in our ice cream. We bake the cakes. We do, and everything that goes into my ice cream is added as the ice cream's coming out. So it is elbow grease, and I've got the bursitis to prove it. So, yeah, it's a lot of work.
And so I know you always, 24/7, 365, have a ton of flavors for folks to choose from. And then when you add in the seasonal flavorings, and you can really tell what, if you, woke up from a coma, if I did, and I saw what was in the freezer, I'd go, oh, it's fall. We've got some fall-flavored camis in there. Or, it must be Mardi Gras. Moon pies in the...
Here goes.
How many flavors are you working with around about now these days?
Gosh, 57 is what we have on the list. We carry about 45 in the ice cream shop. But then I have people constantly calling me, wanting me to create ice creams for them, like the baklava ice cream. I'm making a special flavor for Little Sisters of the Poor. They're doing their lawn party, and I donate the ice cream to that.
Wow.
So I'm making them a special
flavor. Couple of weeks. When is that?
I think that's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right around the corner. And then you also made a special Jags edition, right?
I did. I made it for a tailgating party yesterday, and it was fantastic. I wish I would have brought the pin. They made me a pin, and it had the Jag holding an ice cream cone. It was really cool. I loved that.
Well, we were saying maybe the team got into some of it because they played pretty well and failed at the end, like somebody who ate too much ice cream.
It was not the ice cream.
It wasn't the ice cream. The better move move would have been to say, here's the ice cream. You can have some if you
yes,
win.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's
if
right.
you win the game.
Yeah.
Well, this is incredible. And the Monster Mash, I know people are hot about that. But if you go in and you've heard about the Monster Mash ice cream, make sure you try some of these other flavors. I mean, the cinnamon apple is...
Yeah, that one's good.
That's great. And that... I mean, you can't beat, that's one of my favorite flavors anyway, you know,
yeah.
good apple dessert with the cinnamon, and it's kind of a more adult, I'm sure the kids like it too, but.
Yeah, kids are real funny about the big chunks of fruit in their ice cream. They, you know, so they don't eat as much as of the fruity flavors.
And then
yet.
The candy corn, like I said, I'm going to pick up a bunch of that for the littlest one, and then the pumpkin puree with the cream cheese, just absolutely amazing.
That was good.
You I'm ranking him this way.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay. You're going Monster Mash now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my reaction when I had that first bite of it was like I was 3 years old.
You about fell out. I thought I was going to do the rest of the interview by myself.
So good. Number two, and then this was the pumpkin.
Yes.
And like you said, some people are all about the candy corn.
Yes.
And some people are not all about the candy corn. It's good.
Yes.
But I think this Monster Mash, let me just... 5 stars right there. So go get some Monster Mash. And do you have birthday parties? Obviously
at the one on Hallsmill and Old Shell. I can only do them on Saturdays before we open. Now my shop in Fairhope is 3,000 square foot, so I can have birthday parties all day long.
You can have the Sugar Bowl there.
Oh yeah, it's a
good
huge
to go.
Shop.
So where is it in Fairhope? I didn't realize.
It is the old Biscuit King restaurant on 24 County Road 24, out in the middle of nowhere.
Really? Yeah.
And everybody said she's lost her mind for opening an ice cream shop here, and we're doing great.
You know what? And you've got to work at getting to the middle of nowhere in Fairhope these days because
it's getting really busy.
It's getting so built up, developed. The middle of nowhere. Where it doesn't exist.
It's not as bad as it used to be.
No, you're right.
These are some incredible flavors. You've really outdone yourself once again this year. And I know a lot of folks looking forward to just a few months before we're back in Mardi Gras season. You got those moon pies going.
And king cake.
If you want a little extra help
ripping
the moon pies apart, you can do that.
Yeah, it's if you don't know, and you may be new to the area, or you may be listening in an area that you're not familiar with Mobile, because we have the app, first of all, where people can be listening anywhere. We'll get texts in the morning, Cammy, from North Dakota.
And
anywhere and everywhere.
Maybe one day.
And so anyway, Cammy's is about as mobile as it gets. The Halls Mill Road location, but really the one that that's closest to my heart is the one at Florida.
One.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Florida. And that was the original business, right?
That is. And that's where my heart is, too.
Yeah.
So everybody says, which one do you hang out at? I said, I'm always at Old Shell in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's always one of the first things I bring up to non-locals who come in.
Yes.
And
that was where I was trying to get to with my point.
my wife's parents moved to Mobile. It's been a while now, and that was one of the first things I told them. You got to go check out Cammy's. We have a texter from Fairhope asking, do you have the Monster Mash out there?
I do.
And this texter just says black walnut.
I have black walnut.
Okay.
I keep that year-round.
Okay, that's a year-round special there.
Yes.
Cammy, thanks for dropping by.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
You got it. Glad to. Always nice to see you.
You too.
849 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. We will catch up with Jeff Poor and see what he's got going on the way next.